Turner is directing a drama called Vivian. Hi, Mikhail. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good. And
Dennis.
the other director sitting next to Mikhail is a young lady named Jennifer Reimers. And if she has the same last name as me, and we're
That's
not from, isn't
crazy.
that weird?
Wow, you
Anyway,
guys must know each other really well.
well, do you ever really know your wife? You know. Anyway, yeah, Jennifer is my wife, and she's directing a wonderful comedy. It's a farce called The Faculty Meeting, and I'm her stage manager. I get to help out, and I get to work with her on this. But really, this has been really her project. The gets the final say on everything, as Mikhail does in his play. And the good thing that I've noticed both of you do, and I've noticed with all of the directors to some degree, but you more than others, you take a lot of input from other people. Not necessarily use it, but you're flexible, and you listen to what other people say. And we'll go one at a time here, and I'll start with Mikhail, because Mikhail, you've actually done this before. You were a director for the student directed 1X last year.
Yes, I was. I directed a show titled Spot of Lunch, and that was a comedy of manners with farcical elements. And now this time around, I decided that I just wanted to do a drama
Okay.
and see how that would work.
Tell us about Vivian. Like what? I know that just a synopsis in a few sentences, if you can. But I'm also interested in like the differences between last year and this year, because last year definitely was. I mean,
Oh,
this is a lot different in that
God.
regard. So tell us a little bit about Vivian, if you can.
Okay, so Vivian is about a guy who's in a mental institution who's actually been there for about 20 years now. And so he hasn't seen any of his friends, any of his family, or anything. And so what happens is his son, he finally discovers where his father is after, again, 20 years. And so he goes to visit his father, who completely doesn't have any memory of who this guy is. Well, he does remember that he has a son, but now that his son is all grown up, he doesn't remember or know anything about him. So they pretty much spend the entire day together, and in the end, his father doesn't want anything to do with his son because his son just doesn't want to take him home. He just wanted to spend the day with his father.
Literally the day.
Literally
Yeah.
the day.
Now, and you have two very, very strong actors playing the roles of both Vivian and Paul. I don't know their last, and this is horrible. I just,
Christian Planca
yes,
is
he's.
playing Paul, and Dominic, his last name is very hard to pronounce, so I'm just not even gonna
That's
butcher
okay. Okay. People can read it in the
it.
program, sure. But okay, and Dominic plays, and he is a little bit younger, so this was extremely challenging,
They're
I would
both
think.
actually young
Yeah.
for the roles. Christian is 14 years old, and he's
Oh my
playing a
gosh.
35-year-old
14.
man.
Yeah.
And Dominic is 19, and he's playing a 62-year-old guy, so.
He considerably lowered his voice, I noticed, and the makeup, Mikhail has, I don't know how extensive your background in makeup is, but it definitely did a great job on the two of them.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Jennifer, may I call you Jennifer?
Yes, you
Jen, you're doing the faculty meeting, and I mean, I know a lot about it, obviously, but can I give a synopsis? I
Sure.
would like that.
Go ahead.
I think of it as, it's so funny because it's six people, there's a faculty meeting consisting of six faculty members. They have interesting names like Mr. Fondle, Mr. Bland, Mrs. Lipswitch, Ms. Crummy, who am I missing?
Dr.
Dr.
Quagmire.
Quagmire, and Mr. Wright, Wright. And there's six members, and as they come onto the stage for the beginning of this faculty meeting, there's only five chairs. And of course, since it's a comedy, who's left out but the woman who's 11 and a half months pregnant? And then it just goes downhill from there. This is your first time ever directing, and I know that you're relatively new to theater this time around. What can you think of specific challenges that this held for you?
There's a lot of things that I wasn't prepared for, the different lighting things, that everything that goes into the lighting and the sound, and when you have so many actors working out the schedules for
Oh,
all
yeah.
the actors to be able to rehearse at the same time. So it was a little bit overwhelming. I wasn't quite prepared for it, but I
Sure.
think it's going to turn out really well.
Yeah, so far it has. The rehearsal's been great.
When are the productions? What are they going on?
They begin next this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 17th, 18th, and 19th, and then the following weekend, June 24th, 25th, and 26th. The Friday and Saturday evening performances are at 8 p.m. in the Adria Auditorium, Mackenzie Fine Arts Building, and then the Sunday matinees are 2 p.m. It's $6. My gosh, I mean, Can you, and this, we're talking about two, a little over 2 hours, including intermission, between two and a half hours for $6. And you're seeing, yeah, they're student directed, but I have to tell you,
how Lindsay, many one-act play? We had
five.
Okay.
Yeah. It, wow. And yeah, in fact, we had the other, two of the other directors, everybody but Jerry Jablinski, who's the teacher, has been on the radio. The other two directors were on Jay's show on the Journal on Friday.
Okay.
But anyway, so if anybody wants to listen to that, it was Ramsey Cazous and Tim Beeson are the other two directors of the other, Ramsey is directing
The Actor's Nightmare.
The Actor's Nightmare. And Augustus Does His Bit is the play that Tim Beeson is directing. And you can listen to the podcast. You just go to the forum on the WHFR.FM on our website, and you go to the forum button, click that, and then you go by date for the new WHFR Journal. Okay, so there's something that I know, Jennifer, you picked a comedy because you enjoy comedies. We talked about it, and we determined that that's based on our personalities for a first venture into directing, that might be the best way to go.
Right.
Just based on things that we know. Why a drama this time? Did you feel, Mikhail, did you feel you needed to challenge yourself, or what?
Well, you know, because last year I did this, I've done comedy before, and so I just wanted to try something different, you know, something a little more challenging, as you said. And this time around, I wanted fewer actors this year, because last year when I did, I had 9 actors.
Oh my gosh.
And just as Jennifer said, having 6 actors and switching, you know, with the different directors and such, and having to share. It was, actually last year I had actual directors as some of my actors, because we were very limited. But this year, so I just kept it simple, 3 actors and a drama, just to challenge myself to see if I can do it, if I can pull it off. And this year is a little bit longer, and it has more than one scene.
Okay.
So
now, Jen, you just said something that was interesting, and I know this, so I'll bring it up, but for our listeners, what do you mean you were sharing actors?
I have 6 actors, and 4 of my actors are also in Nightmares. In what is that name?
Augustus.
No, the Nightmares.
Actor's Nightmare.
Sure, thank you.
With Ramsey.
Yeah, and so we have to share our actors, and so he gets them for an hour and a half, and then I get them for an hour and a half, and that's how rehearsals have been, and it's very difficult to get through that, and your actors have to go from one character to another, and they have to get into the character in order to do it well.
Well, and learn the lines.
And learn all the lines.
Yeah, so and some of these...
It's challenging. It's for us and the actors, it's challenging.
We have the gentleman who plays Dr. Quagmire in the faculty meeting, is which is a very important role. Pretty much all 6 people that are on stage in the faculty meeting are on the whole time. They are on the whole time, other than a brief coffee break, but they're of equal significance. But Lathe, who plays Dr. Quagmire, is also the lead in Actor's Nightmare. I mean, the lead, which is, it's a substantial role. And I have to give them credit. I give everybody credit for the effort that goes into this. I had no idea. I didn't think somebody just snapped their fingers and threw fairy dust on the stage and everything came together. I knew, I'm not that naive. But have you ever been behind the scenes, Lindsay?
Oh, it's cool.
Is it?
It's cool. There's a lot going on, though, but I'm really curious. This is a little off a bit.
Oh, here it
comes. Who's the playwright? Who wrote these? Where did they come from?
These are all published plays. These are printed, yes.
All right, because I'm not familiar with Vivian.
Ken Jones did the faculty meeting.
Right. Vivian was Actor's Nightmare was written by Christopher Durang. Augustus was George Bernard Shaw. Jerry's doing Mountain Language, and it was written by Harold Pinter. And yours, I think, Percy Granger did.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, Dennis, look at the
good
memory. Yeah.
You guys all sound so surprised. Do you think the old guy will remember?
I just threw the question out there. Like, wait, we did not discuss that one.
I remember there was Percy Granger. I was going to say Percy Grant, but no, it's Percy Granger.
And I'm glad you did that, because I'm a writer. Mm-hmm. I would want, as the author of something, I would want it. So
yeah,
thank
they
you.
Need
no,
props for that, for
good
sure.
Good point, for
yeah.
sure. And, of course, George Bernard Shaw is a... I won't say a household name, but more people have heard of him than, say, Ken Jones, who wrote The Faculty Meeting.
Right.
But I think Ken Jones deserves as much credit for writing such a funny play. Yeah. It was very funny. It's crazy.
Is there a student discount next week or anything? Or is it six? But I mean, really, do you need a student discount?
Six.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
$6.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm a student. Right. I'm at Wayne State.
I volunteer here, you know.
Yeah. No, but so let's do this. And I know that you guys were actually in the theater all day today. What was going on today?
Well, today is what we call the cue to cue, which is technically you are supposed to have all of your actors present, so you know you can have your actors in position where the lighting is supposed to hit them. Have to make sure all the sound cues are correct, all the scenery are set into place, and important props. Like if there's a cue that happens based off a prop, you have to make sure everything is in place and happening the way it's supposed to be.
This was still the very, very first time you're doing that. And I do know from, in my fear, I went to a couple of people and said, you know what, I'm not getting this. They said, don't worry. We're going to practice this again and again, at least Monday and Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because this was, Lindsay, this was intimidating to me, because I'm back there and I'm literally doing what I'm told. But, you know, I don't follow directions well.
Yeah.
I mean, when was the last time I did whatever you told me to do?
Right.
Yeah, see?
How long have we known each other?
Yeah, a couple of years now.
And he doesn't listen very well, does he?
No, thanks, yeah. Oh, I forgot you're here.
Yeah, still here.
Let's kind of keep the personal stuff personal.
Well, there's a lot that goes into production, though.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Set design alone. I mean, how many people do you have working on the
set? And this is a minimal set. This is minimal. I can't stress that enough. Mm-hmm. And there's still a handful of people putting things together for yours. Let's go into that. Some of the things they built the front seat of a car for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet!
But it's not like you look at it, you wouldn't go, oh,
you
whatever.
Can't like put it in the car.
But and it's not represents the car, which mm-hmm. is enough, don't mm-hmm. you think?
Definitely.
You
know? Part of a play, remember, is using the imagination too. You know, some of it has to be realistic, yes, but you know, it's a play; it's not a movie. So
right.
So part of it is using your imagination.
Yeah, but you're not gonna have like a real car on stage. How in the heck are you gonna get a real car into a theater? I mean, that's just unrealistic.
Right.
But so you would have to build half of something to give that image of what you want. You can't have the full entire thing unless you're spending like literally like 5 months on it. But we've only had what, like a month and a half?
Yeah, barely.
So yeah, we've had 38 days to put five entire one act plays together. And so you have to work with what you have and the best, you know, with what you can do.
And I want to stress this, the class, everybody involved in this play is either working at the school, like the instructors,
mm-hmm.
Or their students.
What about the 14-year-old?
He's a student at Bryant Middle School. He'll be going to Dearborn High. But Christian's been where he's been in almost every play here for the last couple of years.
He was in the Christmas Carol one,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, yeah.
He's been in all of them.
So it's a Dearborn student, though. So
yeah. Oh,
local,
absolutely.
Local kids.
But other than him, they're all HFCC students, and they have to be enrolled in this class. You're here. This class meets Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 every night. And that's just the class. I'm helping with marketing and promotion. Okay, that's what this is, right? But no, I'm doing a lot of other things too. And that's time consuming. That's an addition to the 7 to 10 Monday through Thursday. You guys are doing costumes.
I mean, this is working on the lighting, and there's so much outside of the theater stuff that's going on.
And tell me, isn't it fun? I never
working with costumes.
Working in general, all this stuff.
It's a lot of fun.
See, that's why I don't want people to be like, "Oh, well, that sounds like too much work."
Well,
I guess it kind of
it's busy,
but it's rewarding.
It is a lot of hard work,
final production.
Exactly, it is rewarding, and that's the beauty of it, and that's why you know we do what we do, because it's a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of new people. You make a lot of new friends.
Yep.
You make enemies, of course. But
just you, Mikhail, right?
Well, yeah, but you know, and there's a lot that goes on. You learn how to design costumes. You learn how to create a sound plot. You learn how to deal with lighting. And these are skills that you can not just use in the theater, but outside of theater.
Okay.
And you can possibly get other jobs.
Well, let's hope so, because theater doesn't pay very well.
Going lighting alone, I mean, lighting, you can go anywhere with lighting.
Yeah, you can go anywhere with lighting.
Well, sound too, because
exactly.
Sound doesn't just work
definitely.
With plays. I mean, you're talking about additional things in so many industries. Listen,
we're
going to take a short non-commercial break.
Okay.
You guys, this is the Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. Our guests in the studio, Mikhail Turner and Jennifer Reimers, are the directors of the upcoming One Act Play Festival 2011 that will be right here on campus. We're going to take a short non-commercial break. You guys, will you stay with us for?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Cool. Well, we will be back after this. Stay tuned.
Henry Ford Community College proudly presents the One Act Play Festival June 17th through the 26th. On the program are The Faculty Meeting, a comedy by Ken Jones, Vivian, a drama by Percy Granger, The Actor's Nightmare, a comedy by Christopher Durang, Augustus Does His Bit, a comedy by George Bernard Shaw, and Mountain Language, a drama by Harold Pinter. These student and faculty-directed performances will take place weekends in the Adrae Auditorium of the HFCC Mackenzie Fine Arts Building on HFCC's main campus, 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and 2 p.m. on Sundays, the weekends of June 17th through the 19th and June 24th through the 26th. Seating is limited. For tickets or more information, contact HFCC Technical Director Jerry Jablinski at 313-845-9892. That's 313-845-9892.
Thanks to improved home energy efficiency, the average American home uses 40% less natural gas than it did in 1970. But as a nation, we can improve and continue to reduce our carbon footprint. I'm Chris McGill of the American Gas Association. No matter what kind of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system you have in your home, you can take a few simple steps to save money and improve your home's energy efficiency. Reduce your overall energy use by up to 30% by replacing furnaces and boilers with high-efficiency appliances. Use a programmable thermostat, set it lower in the winter, and raise the dial in the summer for significant savings. And use your landscaping to your advantage. Trees and shrubs are a natural way to cool your home and reduce your bills. And finally, sealing any drafty doors or windows will reduce your home's energy use. Now is the time to make the changes to make your home more energy efficient. For more tips, visit AGA.org.
A message from the American Gas Association.
Back. This is the Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. And what do you got over there? What are you talking about?
Well, it's summertime, officially, and that means that you should get on the ball. Yeah.
Is it really official?
A little hand clap from Kyle.
Yeah, a little clap.
It's time to enroll for summer and fall classes. Fall, most importantly, I mean, summer, obviously, the term begins June 28th, so if you have not registered yet, you probably want to get on that.
And what's really interesting, they're doing a lot of things different. Now, you're at Wayne State, yeah. You're not aware of some of the changes that we have going on here.
There's so many changes. We'll get to the Science Center, but that's a big change, too. The Science Center.
Isn't that cool, though?
How cool is a
gutted building, right?
But every time I come on campus here at Henry Ford, there is something new and different, and I'm like, oh, man, I haven't been gone that long.
I know.
And it's just rapidly changing.
But I think it's all for the positive. Of course, the parking lot for the first year of our shows, that was something we talked about. Regarding the enrollment, spring and summer are kind of together. That's how they're doing it, at least for financial aid purposes. So a lot of the people that were getting ready to take classes, this is what we found out. Jen and I were ready to take classes in the spring, and they said, yes, but we're bundling that together, so you're going to take summer classes too. It's really
weird.
You don't
have the option to take one or the other?
For financial aid purposes,
though, you would have to split it up.
It's credit hours that they're looking at. So you have to be X amount total over the both of them. And I have to tell you, it's pretty tough to be able to do it all in one and not the other. So that's why we're taking a couple online classes in the summer, too. They're things we need, so it's not a big deal. But, I mean, who wouldn't rather take summer off, right?
Yeah.
But you're at the sheet of paper in front of you is talking about fall as well.
Which begins August 25th.
Right, August 25th now. But isn't it the end of the month, end of June, where they can actually come in physically in person and register?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it was like the end of June. Because up until now, any student, anybody that was already registered,
enrolled,
could just go online and do what they do. And we've been talking about this now.
Yeah.
Forever.
If you're a new coming student that has never been to Henry Ford before.
Get in here as fast as possible.
Yeah. Because
after that, you can do online registration. As soon as you get registered. And that's what we're doing.
Remember, the classes fill up really, really fast.
Oh, my gosh.
So if there's specific classes you want, then you just have to get in here as soon as possible because they fill up so quickly.
Well, many of them
That's a rule of thumb for, like, every school. I'm finding that out, too. I mean, you have to register right away. I have a lot of classes I'm not registered for.
Oh, you're not
full.
Registered yet?
Well, I've tried to register, and a lot of the classes are full. I tried to register the day of registration, so I need to, like, go and make friends with the professor.
Or bribe some people. Hey, can I have that spot?
Right.
The thing about Henry Ford Community College, and I know, I mean, Wayne State obviously is a phenomenal school that has a tradition of a lot of people going there. We're breaking at the seams.
Oh my God.
Because of this is such a logical choice for people like me, you know, even Jennifer. Mm-hmm. We came back because of whatever we had going on in the economy and everything went south. We get a chance to come back here and now I'm on the radio. No, but we're doing our, mm-hmm. our thing. There's so many people like us in our exact same position. And I mean, I don't even want to talk about the nursing program. I know that you were involved in, you wanted to get in there at one point. Jen still is a candidate for the nursing school mm-hmm. and they're talking 3 to 5 year wait.
Yeah.
It's
discouraging a lot of people it are is, going elsewhere.
And that was my next thing. I don't want people to be deterred because you still have to do what you need to do to get into the school in the first place. And then you're on that waiting list. And I understand because of the waiting list, it's like, okay, picture going to the Secretary of State and you get that number and you see your number 99 and they're on number 10 and you're like, holy cow. And I don't want to do the math, but there's a lot of people ahead of me, right? Mm-hmm. Well, about, I don't know, let's say at least 20% of them are going to be out having a cigarette when their number, you know what I mean? The thing right. is you don't try, you want to, the list is going a lot faster than people go 3 to 5 years. It really isn't necessarily that bad.
Well, they have to say that too, to kind of save their, like,
oh, they have to protect themselves. Yeah. Sure. Cause it could be that long. You're right. Mm-hmm. But, a friend of ours that is working with us at the, she's the new business manager for the Mirror News. She was told the same thing, 3 to 5 years. It'll be about a year and a half for her. So that's less than the lowest, that's half of what the lowest number was. So mm-hmm. it is going a lot faster, but you have to get in, you have to do it.
Right.
That's it.
Awful lot going on here though.
I know, but I thought you would be enrolled already at Wayne. That's interesting.
I have a couple classes that I am enrolled for, but my main, I have like nothing left to take, Dennis. I'm like done. And
really?
I have a few classes and the few that I really need are very popular and
So that will extend your stay there because...
Not too bad. Well, if I can get wrote in, like, you know, just go talk to a couple teachers maybe and see if I can get in there. The one's like a video techniques class and it's, you know...
The Tom?
It's not Tom. It's I took the class that was the prereq with Tom. To get into this one.
So you guys, Tom Hopkins is a professor here as well as at Wayne State and just an all around great guy.
Yeah.
Seriously, Lindsay and I had him for a couple production classes and
film history is where we met.
That was to this day is still one of my favorite classes I've taken here because of Tom.
Yes.
He's amazing. Great guy. So, and he listens to our show.
He does. Hey, what's
does
up?
He really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well,
okay. Well, if you do, great.
I'm not in class to remind him that it's on, so, you know.
What is this?
This is the Science Center renovation information that
this
I have.
This is cool.
Here.
And really, have you guys, Jen, Mikhail, have you seen the building? I mean, it's like, it's gutted. All the stuff, because Jen and
we had a
chemistry class in there in the winter term, and because they wanted to start the work a little bit early, our chemistry class, which that's not my thing anyway. And then they made it shorter. It's like it was a 12-week class instead of 16 because of the upcoming remodeling, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm watching like our chemistry stuff coming out the door. You know, they have everything. It's pretty cool. We want to get the Mirror News photographers in there right now.
Oh, why it's being torn?
Yeah, just like a before and after.
That's
cool.
Yeah. You should definitely do that. Who do you talk to? Who's like the construction manager? Have we found out? Do I have?
No.
I bet we can find out, Dennis. We are the ambassadors of the school.
Okay.
We got it.
Gosh, now I feel like I'm committed to this.
Now I'll find that.
I shouldn't have never brought it up around you.
I'll find that construction manager.
You like to do what you say? We'll see.
We'll do it. We'll get them. Yeah, what are they doing with the planetarium in there?
I don't think that needs to be remodeled.
Didn't they just buy new equipment for that?
It's really new. And it's well-maintained. I mean,
they're just doing everything around it.
It would
have
to be.
It's like the center of the science building, and they got to,
I think they're just expanding, making it larger. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, they're moving classes around. The math classes are now going to be in the health building, because the nursing classes are all over by the new, on Schaefer, than by the EBMTEC.
Yeah.
They have a new nursing school. So they're moving a lot of stuff around. We're going to find out more about this.
Really nice facility. My sister's going there, actually, to the one down Schaefer.
Okay. That's by the
EBMTEC. On the east side, Dearborn.
And then we have, obviously, the SME building. We used to be the Society of Manufacturers Engineer building that our school purchased, leased space back to them, but we're going to be using that for a lot of things I've heard, registration and things like that.
We've discussed that building quite a bit.
Well, because they're not firm yet on what they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't this be done by the fall? Because that's what I heard. Like, once they actually began this process, we were told as students that this was supposed to be finished for the fall semester?
Well, they have a lot. I don't know how they will, because they have a lot of work to do, and you have July and part of August. So I don't.
Well, that's the same thing that happened, sorry, with the parking lot. It got bumped back and bumped back, and there were so many projects going on with the nature conserve, the walk that they did.
Well, they had to do that. You're right. In the back of the school, they did a lot of work on the Rouge there. Mm-hmm. That had to be done before anything else, because it was like literally falling into the water. Right. Yeah.
But they had a deadline, and everything mm-hmm. would get bumped back. So deadlines are made to be broken.
I like that. Yeah, that's a good philosophy.
Well, from what I understand, they're starting classes, the science classes again, though late.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so they're supposed to finish by a certain point because the classes are supposed to start.
No, you're right.
Starting late, they're still scheduled classes.
And the one thing that I think is, you know, this is part of a huge project, including the parking lot over there. Including a lot of things. So I'm sure that whatever they need to have, you know, be able to hold classes will be done first. I've learned not to doubt this school, because when they bump things out, in general, it's always been for a very good reason. And when they get whatever done, like the parking lot, I think we can all agree that parking lot is amazing. Mm-hmm. The landscaping around here, they're still doing more. I'm so proud of my school.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of... I didn't think I'd have this kind of pride, but I am. I'm a hawk.
Well, it's nice to say when you're an alumni, like, you know, Where'd you go to school? And I'm like, oh, Henry Ford Community College. It's not like, oh, Henry Ford Community College.
No.
You know, it's a cool school. You know, mm-hmm. it sounds good. I have 2 degrees through here, and it's something that you're proud of saying, I guess. And it's just getting better from what I hear.
Oh, it is. And here's the thing, though. They're adding a lot more. I don't know if they're adding classes, but I know they're adding more.
There's 100 programs here.
Over 100,
Over 100 programs.
I heard 120 some, but yeah.
More than 100 programs is all that
What you're reading there? Okay.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
So what, during your perusal of this information regarding the thing, did they give you a specific date that it'll be done, or they tell you what they're doing with the old stuff?
Because I could use a microscope. There's no deadline. I think they want to, like we were saying, they're kind of afraid of giving an actual deadline, because deadlines are made to be broken.
Yeah.
They don't want people to be upset, but you say you need a microscope?
Thanks. 10 minutes later. What?
No, I just caught on to that. I gotta go find that construction manager.
The facilities manager, I think it's called.
Yeah, it really doesn't say a lot on here, actually.
Okay.
The Henry Ford Community College is maintaining a Twitter account.
Come on, do what we always do.
There's a Twitter account that's regarding the Science Center renovations. So
right.
You can go to the Twitter page and get updates from...
There's a Facebook page as well.
People talk too much.
You know what? We'll do that on our next show. But yes, there's information that I would love to get out regarding the different social media that the school's now using.
Yeah, I don't see much about the Facebook page on here. But I guess they twit. Is that what it's called? Twit?
Tweet.
Tweet.
Tweet. Okay. I don't twit or tweet. I don't know. No, I never did Twitter.
Really?
No.
But people tweet too much.
People tweet too much.
Tweet. It's like, okay. All right.
Stop. Stop your tweeting.
Yeah.
There's not really anything else on here, though, as far as a deadline goes.
It's just, the school is definitely under construction.
Well, and there's fencing around the whole science building, along as mm-hmm. well as the athletic building. You mm-hmm. can't cut through there, like, to come here to the student center.
Right.
You have to walk around the front of the health careers and through. Yeah, so if anyone listening wants to do the cut through the
you can't
the athletic building, you can't do it.
No, you know what? And this is June. We'll know a lot more come July, because the questions that I've asked everybody that I've talked to. Because we wanted to put some information in the last issue of the Mirror News before the semester ended in May. And everybody said they'll have to get back with me because they weren't sure.
Yeah.
They weren't sure on specific things. That they know that they will be able to have classes in there at some point.
The whole parking lot, too, by the Athletic Memorial Building,
mm-hmm.
there's no parking allowed there right now. No student parking. So you either have to go to the north or south parking or mm-hmm. do the shuttle. They're continuing the shuttle going on from Fairlane.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all because
not during the spring and summer, though. It'll be in the fall.
For parking? Oh, the shuttle isn't going on spring and summer.
Right.
Okay, right on.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to take another short non-commercial break, and we'll be back with more Campus Connection.
We're back with food.
We have food is definitely on the agenda with Lindsay and Dennis. Stay tuned.
Hi, NBA forward Kevin Durant from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have more energy to do the things you like to do.
And that's a slam dunk.
Whether you like to shoot hoops like me, skateboard, ride a bike,
or dance on your roof, just move it your way.
For an hour a day. Because moving every day puts you on the offense towards a stronger you.
And that makes you part of a winning team.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Bugs.
So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up, play, and move it your way. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
You said it at www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
The summer 2011 semester here at Henry Ford Community College begins Tuesday, June 28th. Registration has already begun on campus or online at hfcc.edu. For more information, contact the Office of Registration and Records at 313-845-6403. That's 313-845-6403. See you summer semester.
Connection. We are back with Lindsay and Dennis. You have something there. Was it about the farmer's market?
Dearborn Farmer's Market is in full effect.
It's pretty cool.
Started about 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Two Fridays ago. Have you been ever?
Yes.
Okay.
Not yet this year.
All right.
So.
Well, the first weekend was Memorial Weekend. And I understand I remember the weather wasn't ideal. It was less than ideal, actually. And,
isn't that when the monsoon hit Dearborn?
The monsoon.
I was out of town.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't great weather and it was a little chilly. And I know that there weren't a ton of people out there. That's what I was told. Yeah. So we, meeting WHFR, we went the following weekend, last weekend. And
put the word out.
It was great. It was so much fun. Jay and I were out there. We got there at 10 in the morning. We were in the booth, the HFCC booth. And it's kind of set up right next to it, actually. And then Jay and I would take turns. It was cool. We didn't have like the whole system that we bring on remote broadcasts. So he was doing everything through his iPhone. But he got this little $60 adapter. Jay put it in his iPhone. It was awesome. Connected through the phone to here. Joe was here and he stayed on. And so we would go up to somebody, give an example. Zingerman's was there from Ann Arbor.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Zingerman's Creamery. Bread. It was Creamery. The Creamery.
Okay.
Their cheeses?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah, it was amazing. Jen, did you get a chance to try that?
No, I don't think I got to the cheeses. I was too busy working on the fudges.
Well, Zingerman's was there, so we'd go up there, and I wanted to talk to her. But every time I wanted to just a five-minute interview, she would get business. And I'm not going to get in the way of her making a sale, you know? Mm-hmm. So we went, I ended up talking to this other wonderful lady. And, oh, my gosh, this is... They were selling, and we bought some... there were barbecue sauces.
Oh, yeah, the barbecue sauces were incredible.
Oh, this was last year. They had the barbecue person that you went on and on about how great the barbecue person was.
You're thinking of the jellies. They actually use jellies for barbecuing, the same thing in marinade. Yeah. This was sauces.
Okay.
And they had, like, maple syrup hickory, or maple hickory. And it had this wonderful maple flavor, but it wasn't overwhelming.
With the smoked hickory taste.
The smoked taste. Like, that was, like, so how it good. Finished. You know, you can use the stuff, chicken, beef, whatever.
Oh, nice.
And she was there, and she was a wonderful lady.
Do you remember where they were from, where she was from?
Yeah, they're from Holly, Michigan.
Nice.
And it's all local. That's the thing about these farmers markets, and I know you have some of that information there. What does the blurb say? I was curious.
The Dearborn Farmers Market is open Fridays, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. until October 29th. It is presented by the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce and is located in the city-owned parking lot behind Bryant Library.
Cool.
And that's you know, what we got there.
That's it.
What exactly do they do at this farmer's market? Like, what type of products do they sell? Or?
A huge variety of things. Anything from flowers to fresh produce. There's a place there. Jay always buys his bread from this one place, and I don't know the name of it. But they have all different kinds of bread, and this is all like fresh stuff. It's all, I won't say completely, when I use the word local a little bit more liberally, because Holly's not necessarily local to Dearborn,
mm-hmm.
but local,
state.
But
Michigan
within
Bay
the state. Yeah,
based.
Absolutely. And Zingerman's was from Ann Arbor, but, there's a guy that, do you remember, Kristen with the pie in the jar, the company her former partner's there, and he sells, they have pie in a jar where they literally take an entire pie, they bake a pie and they stuff it in this jar,
Oh god.
Yeah, it's really good. And then they had, but now they have jams and jellies
too. Isn't there
lots of crafts? The artisans are there. Uh-huh. Chris, I was more geared about the food.
Usually.
All different kinds. And then they had, like, this past Friday, it was the week after that we broadcasted. Jay was out there and he said that the HFCC Culinary and Hospitality Department was out there and delicious. They were making wraps.
Nice.
Yeah. So you can go. Here's the thing. And Jen, I think you'll agree with me. There's enough because people are willing, very willing to give free samples there.
Oh yeah.
You can get a nice little meal there.
You can fill up on the free samples on everything, and they give stuff to drink and eat.
It is cool. It was
great lunch on Friday, for sure. Yeah. Great lunch on Friday.
It was so much.
Definitely support the farmers and buy something.
Well, you have to buy some. Oh no, yeah, that's my thing.
You shouldn't walk around.
No.
Don't just try the samples. Boy, buy some of them.
And I'm as thrifty as the next guy. But no, when I found things that I liked, we bought them. You know, and again, I'll go back and I'll try something new next time.
I go with a budget every weekend now, just so I don't overspend.
Because it is. Not that it's that expensive. There's just so many things you want to buy.
Right.
And then the weekend that we were out there broadcasting, Oakwood Hospital was out there, and they had their free blood pressure screening.
They did that. Are they going to do that regularly?
I don't know about the blood pressure, but I remember it more than once last year, mm-hmm. and they were out there that particular Friday.
They were doing various types of health screenings for people. They did blood pressure, and I think they did... like a body index, fat index or mass index.
Right, they do. They did. There's a way to do it with calipers and everything. The lady that I spoke with there, Oakwood will be their sponsors like we are of the mm-hmm. event throughout the entire season. And they'll be out doing different things. She also had this whole display on this table of like fake food. And she was going through a kind of a nutritional plan for everybody that was coming by. These things that was all completely complimentary. You just go in there, you talk to people. These are experts in their field. They'll give you the information. A lot of flyers and things like that. You know, handouts.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I'm trying to think. Those are the main ones. We talked to people from the Chamber of Commerce. Of course, the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce. It was right behind us. Their office is in the Bryant Library.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out. Kim Richard, I believe her name is, and she's the event coordinator. Director, and she spoke with Jay for a while about what they're doing there. Just a lot of cool stuff. I on a nice day, because we were there, it wasn't too hot, it wasn't rainy, it was just an awesome way to spend the afternoon.
And it's 8 to 1 on Fridays.
Yeah, we were there 10 to 1. I don't think Jay wanted to get up and be there at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's surprising to me still.
But we're still going to do our remote broadcasts, a quick report, I guess you'd call it,
mm-hmm.
Every Friday morning. Jay and I are going to alternate. Did you hear about, I'm going to bring this up real quickly, did you hear about the green sustainability thing?
You're all over this, always. Well, so okay. Much, this is your deal.
Well, I usually go...
And I'm always so interested in it.
So you guys know, I mean, obviously, being green is important. We have to be environmentally conscious. There's the new name for it now. It was called the Dearborn Sustainability. It was a panel that they had about once a month. They would meet here on campus or at U of M Dearborn, and... Now it's called the Dearborn Sustainability Coalition, and they're working really just lockstep with a lot of like community leaders. Dave Norwood, who's the sustainability coordinator for the city of Dearborn, he's a big part of the coalition. I don't know if he's a part of it so much as kind of like a consultant because he really knows his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're actually doing something. It'll be the last weekend of the One Act Festival, so the 24th, 25th, and 26th. They're sponsoring the coalition is sponsoring a green weekend, and it'll be at Crawley Park, which is over by like Telegraph and Oxford.
Yep.
It's not far from Oxford Lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can camp out there, $50.
Camping in the Dearborn Park?
In the park, $50, really? Including food.
Oh, wow.
Bring your tent. You give them $50, you put your tent up, and that includes food. They're having a bunch of people
barbecuing,
bringing a bunch of stuff. And there's going to be like breakout sessions to the degree that there will be people there doing education, educating people on and like the green philosophy and some of those things. Yeah. And there, since we were offered an opportunity to put up a you know, like not a booth, but like a table there as a vendor,
mm-hmm.
I looked further into that. Now, we're doing the one-act plays, and I know Jay has stuff going on, so we may be there doing a report on that Saturday, but we won't actually have a presence there as far as a table. But they're open to anybody. Anything that has some kind of a, you know, an angle or whatever that can go fit along with being environmentally conscious, doesn't cost anything to put your table there. And you have this captive audience of people that are camping. What a great opportunity for everybody to learn from each other and share this information.
How are they marketing this aside from you?
I think you're hearing it. No, through email. Through email, cause... they have little flyers. And they can, it's
got to be in the Dearborn Press and Guide, right?
I mean, oh, it is. A big write up of the Dearborn Press and Guide. Yeah. All right. That just happened actually. Okay, good, yes. Good. Dearborn Cool Cities, which is by the Sierra Club, is going to be involved in this as well. So, while I don't have contact info right in front of me, if people that are interested, if they want to find out more information, I know they can by going through the Sierra Club website, on the local website, the Sierra Club, as well as if you Google Dearborn Sustainability Coalition, cool. They'll be able to do that too. There might be something at this point on the City of Dearborn website as well. And if all else fails, email me, editor@hfcc.edu. I have the information. I'll forward it immediately.
Editor at HFCC. How is the Mirror News going, Dennis?
Well, we don't publish in the spring or the summer. So as of what we're doing right now, as you're aware, people, this is a transitional college. People will come here for a year or two or seven. Just kidding.
It was a nice hand gesture towards me. Yeah. Our listeners there.
Because that hand gesture.
They have trouble seeing us.
Great radio. Anyway, so people that are taking their time, and I'm joking with you because I'm the same way. You know, this is my second time around.
I just really enjoyed this school.
You know? Yeah. I'm going to take a year off and come back for another five.
Right.
I think,
yeah.
You know,
you do a Lindsay.
Okay. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Change my major, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, where were we headed with this?
Mirror News.
Oh, yeah,
so
we have new
people.
You're
going to continue being the editor in the fall?
I'll be the editor in the fall and winter. We have the same copy editor. Her name is Janae Hillman. She's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
A new business manager. Her name's Jennifer Danowski. She's our new business manager. And that person works with all the advertisers. It's a wonderful position. It's wonderful when somebody's doing it because it can be time consuming. I mean, it deserves its own full-time position, and Jen's great at it. And then... let's see, Samantha Kripe is our new layout editor, and she's amazing. I had her in one of my flash class in the winter, and I knew that our layout editor was moving on, and we were going to need to replace Mariana. So I talked to Sam about it, and you know, obviously this is a process. A lot of people, anybody that wanted to could apply for this, but I'd known her for a long time, and to be able to work with her now is amazing, because she's so creative. And then that brings me to Damone Anderson, who is going to be our new... he's our online editor, and he's working specifically with the Looking Glass section of the newspaper. You know what that is, right?
I love that part, yes.
It's the most creative part of the paper, where we hope that we can encourage other people from the campus to actually come in and be able to submit things so they can get their photographs and short stories and poems and artwork, illustrations and things like that out there. Mm-hmm. And Damone's really talented, extremely talented, so we'll handle that. That's our core group, and of course, Cassandra Fluker is still our advisor, just an amazing woman in her own right, so... I think we have a great team moving forward. There will be some changes, yes. We learned a lot from what we did.
Is it still going to be available throughout Dearborn?
It'll be available not only at the school, but throughout Dearborn. And we're really, really going to promote the online presence,
cool.
too.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're in good shape there. So now I don't want to talk about that. But anyway, my editorial assistant will be Jennifer, right?
Hi, yeah, that's me.
Jen's still here. So anyway... All right, what else do you have here?
Food, glorious food.
Really?
Love
okay.
Food, yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is a very, we all love food, but this is kind of an interesting one. I think we should take a break first and then come back to food.
Because you know how we get.
I do. And this is the buffets, and then we can talk a little bit about the program that's coming up in the fall. Okay, we're going to take a short non-commercial break, which is Lindsay and Dennis in studio with Jennifer and Mikhail. This is Campus Connection, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is an official station of the MAEB.
MAEB.
The Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters was formed in 1977 to support your local high school and college radio stations. These stations serve the community and create alternative programming. But most importantly, they discover and train the next generation of broadcasters. For more information on the MAEB and its affiliates, visit www.maeb.org.
Hey WHFR listeners, I'm Lindsay, and I want to invite you to play in the waves with me every other Saturday here on the station Making Waves. From 6 to 8, children of all ages, this includes you, the young at heart, can tune in and get down to the fun sounds of playing in the waves. So come play with me every other Saturday from 6 to 8 on the station Making Waves, WHFR Dearborn.
Run with me,
Have a little fun with me.
Stay out late and watch stars with me. Ever have this conversation with yourself?
Local news and alternative views.
I know. You don't know. I know what I need to know. You don't know enough. I read news on the internet. You don't know local. I check into Facebook a lot. You don't know facts. I watch television news. You don't know in depth. I read the local newspapers. Better. But you still don't know background analysis, the real voices of the newsmakers. Then what should I do to really know local news and alternative views? You need to listen to the new WHFR Journal, broadcast live Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on WHFR 89.3 FM, or get their podcast from www.whfr.fm. So,
now I'll know.
We're back, Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis, and I don't know, I think the last segment here should be all about food.
I think I agree with you.
I think you've already set that up, so even if I wanted to talk about something else, too bad, so sad for me, right?
It's a really exciting time for our 5101 right now, actually.
It is. Okay.
It's the 2011 International Buffet Luncheons that go on.
There's one left.
One left.
Now, can we recap for everybody what has already transpired? Because they'll know, so they'll know what they've missed.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it for next year, and then we can maybe set up this last buffet.
Definitely.
Okay, what happened the first buffet? What was it? Mediterranean, I think, right?
I think it, well, you know.
It was.
Was it?
Positive, because that included Greek, some Middle Eastern foods. That was it. I think the very, very first one.
Oh, yeah, May 26th. You're right. That was a taste of the Mediterranean.
Now, let's talk about, okay, in general, let me take a step back. This is a buffet. The 5101 restaurant is just...
Phenomenal deliciousness.
That's actually being really, really conservative. It's awesome.
Yes.
Regularly, we will order food there and bring it into... I didn't know we could carry it out. And I didn't have time necessarily to sit down because, you know, we'll have a class, we'll be working on the paper, we got to go to another class.
Wait a minute. You can carry out there?
Oh yeah.
I went to school this long and never got carried
Thank
out.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Jeez. Yeah.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't either. Know. I wish they were open right now. I'm sorry.
I know.
No, until Ramsey was walking out with like some food. I was like, where did you get that from? He was like, oh, I just went to the restaurant and just carried out. I was like, oh.
It's amazing food.
I
can't stress enough how these people are graded on their work. So they're putting their best foot forward.
Yes.
I know the culinary artists back there. I know them. I know that they would always put their best foot forward, but it's kind of neat knowing who's getting graded on this. Okay.
Right.
So that's first.
Taste of the Mediterranean.
But so the buffet, what they do is they take 4 weeks, and they take from different parts. The first one was from the Mediterranean, and it's authentic stuff. This is all you can eat. $13.
Mm-hmm.
$13, including everything, right?
Yes.
All the food. Whatever you're drinking and dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And the desserts are this.
Then you get a salad bar too.
Yeah, and you get a salad bar.
There's soups and salad and breads. And
bread. Oh, it's so good. And dessert.
I mean, it's starters, entrees, desserts, side dishes.
You can walk home with some food.
For $13.
Yes. And you have another meal.
And the buffets are $13. If you go there on a non-buffet day, like a regular day and order, it's ridiculously
cheap.
So reasonable and delicious. I don't care. I'm heavy. I don't care. Anyway, so the first week was the Mediterranean, and that was pretty cool. The second, the next one, I believe, was more of like Russia and Germany,
Eastern
European,
taste of Europe, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that was I'm 100% Polish, so I mean, I could probably fit right in there, you know.
Hungary.
No, I don't think Hungary's in the
Eastern
Europe.
Yeah, it was Hungary, Poland, Russia, Germany, Romania.
Nope.
That's why they said figuratively.
There you go.
Figuratively speaking, with Taste of Europe.
Okay. So. And then the third week, which was this past week. Oh, and I must say, it was June 9th, and we were very much looking forward to taking our daughter there.
June 6th is what I have. Thursday, June 6th.
It was actually June 9th. That's a typo.
Oh, okay. Because this one says June 9th.
And that was our daughter's birthday. She turned 18, a day I'll never forget.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to take her there, but unfortunately we had a class, so some of the people from the Mirror News took her there, and they said it was amazing.
Yeah, yes. It was her first time doing any kind of lunch there
That's
inside
right.
the restaurant, and she just loved it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, all I heard were great things. So yeah, I'm extremely disappointed, and I am going to the next one.
I know, I was hoping that you would tell me how that Kentucky bourbon pecan pie was.
And that was like the one thing I was... Good. Did you try it?
I did. I tried a taste of a Janae Brosson bag.
That's what I wanted. I was like, so...
Yeah, no, it was really good. You'll want some next time they have it.
All right,
you are cool. Such a rat. How come you knew that?
I was really good. It was Janae's. I couldn't do anything about it. She let me nothing have to do
with it. Yeah. Anyway, when is the next one, and what are they serving?
The next one that is coming up, which I hope is not a typo, is Thursday, June 16th.
Wait.
Does that sound right?
No, 9th, 7th, 16th, yep.
Yep, June 16th,
I had to do the math. That's
all. And that is probably going to be like the, buffet of buffets. It's going to be buffet of buffets. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. Because it's going to be awesome. It's cuisines from the four corners of the world.
Mm. Oh.
Yes. So all of, like, everything.
We're going to have,
like,
all their best stuff from the four corners.
Seriously, what are you doing Thursday?
Yeah.
You going to be on campus?
I could be. I don't have a car. Are you going to pick me up? Let's go eat, for sure.
Are you kidding?
Thursday, June 16th.
That sounds good.
That's the one day I'm missing.
It's only $13. I can take back the cans and bottles, too.
Okay, so unfortunately, we don't have the menu in front of us. We have the menu from last week, and they won't print this until... earlier in the week, but I will tell you that they're online. Closer to the time, you can find the new buffet menus online at hfcc.edu.
Real quick, these are only lunch buffets. It's from 11 to 1 p.m. You cannot go for dinner.
No.
You know, it's a lunch buffet.
And reservations are strongly, strongly, strongly recommended.
Yes.
There's only limited seating. Like you said, it's only for lunch, 11 to 1, one day a week. It's not like you can go, I'll go tomorrow.
I guarantee this one will probably be a lot busier than any other one that has happened thus far, because it's the last one,
right?
And there's gonna be such a huge assortment of, like, everything there.
And
but it's
because
the last
I'm
one.
So gosh darn hungry. I am. Okay,
I have so much fun reading the menus, Dennis. This is our first show where I haven't read a menu.
Really?
Don't we always? I always read the
you
menu.
Do. I didn't know it was that fun to you.
I love it. I would have reading the menu is my favorite part.
You guys are big food people, you know. That
we are foodies.
I'm big. She's a food person.
We are foodies. I love it.
But no, I can't write. And then again, back to this culinary program here is amazing. I know it's not part of the program. We talked about this last show where with the student clubs, I was honored with the opportunity to actually be part of the selection committee for the student clubs and the ice carving club,
which we love.
And every year they run away with these prizes. They're amazing. And this was part of, it's not, okay, we call it part of, but. Most of the people involved in the ice carving are part of the culinary program. You have to remember, this ice carving club scared the you-know-what out of my dear friend here. She came in, we were going to record one night for our show, and she came in and she goes, why are all these people out there with chainsaws? I was like, why would there be people with chainsaws?
This is like, no way. I'm like, seriously.
I totally was like, what are you talking? Because they hadn't brought out the ice yet. And they're out there, you know, and I was like, I have no idea. So we walked out there. And there were chainsaws, and they're getting things set up, and all these tools, and they take these big blocks of wood and make beautiful art out of it.
Big blocks of ice, not wood.
Oh yeah, okay, wood, okay. All right, anyway, let's move on.
Okay, big blocks of ice with irons and yeah.
Oh yeah, the irons, that's
ironing.
It.
Yeah, they used irons.
They've literally...
iron your clothing with. They ironed down the ice, and they had torches and chainsaws. Mm-hmm. And
things that you just don't picture with ice.
No.
You're going, oh, my God, why would there be... Okay. And they're very good at it.
I think this is a good show.
I know.
I think we're approaching the end here.
We have to get going, but we're going to be on next month.
Yes.
It'll be July 12th.
Yeah?
That's what you told me.
Okay, then you have a good memory, because I was going to look it up again.
Tuesday the 12th. No, that's okay. And but we thank you again. This is another edition of Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. Thank you so much to our guest, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Good
Thanks
to be
for
on.
Having me.
Thank you. The first time on the radio.
Yep, it was
first
fun.
Time directing soon. Come out and see the 1X. Mikhail, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the information. Mikhail is the veteran of the 1X after a year. I know. And I want everybody to come out. That is, again, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Friday, Saturday,
no, there
Saturday.
Is no Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Originally we did. So it's Friday, Saturday, and
Thursday
Sunday.
Thursday is the buffet.
That's right. Okay.
Yep.
So Thursday is the international buffet from, what is it, 11
to
1.
11 to 1.
Make reservations. I know that says you don't need them, but you will.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
Yes.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday night, the 1X 8. I believe the door's at 7:30. You can take the box office at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So 1:30 on Sunday for box office. 2 o'clock is the actual.
And make reservations for that too, because
listen, all you have to do is call and give your name. You don't have to pay anything. Mm-hmm. They'll have the tickets waiting for you at the door, and you'll just basically just go in and give your name and you can pay for them at that point. So that's the 17th, 18th, and the 19th, the 24th, 25th, 26th. We'll see you at the 1X. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great month, and we will talk to you in 1 month. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye, Dennis.
What if it wasn't always about getting ahead? What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? What if your career goals were to change? Instead of flying off to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? To embark on a different track? To volunteer in ways you never dreamed of? In places you never imagined yourself being? Like a tiny island in the Pacific, barely visible on a map, but where needs are easy to see. Or a village on the African continent where just a little training in HIV awareness can change the fate of thousands. What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Ever have this conversation with yourself?
Local news and alternative views.
I know. You don't know. I know what I need to know. You don't know enough. I read news on the internet. You don't know local. I check into Facebook a lot. You don't know facts. I watch television news. You don't know in depth. I read the local newspapers. Better, but you still don't know background analysis, the real voices of the newsmakers. Then what should I do to really know local news and alternative views? You need to listen to the new WHFR Journal, broadcast live Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on WHFR 89.3 FM, or get their podcast from www.whfr.fm. So, now I'll know.
If you are passionate about saving our planet, you should check out HFCC. The Associate's Degree in Environmental Studies at Henry Ford Community College helps prepare you for a meaningful lifetime career dealing with major environmental challenges facing society. The program emphasizes environmental problem solving at the local, regional, and international levels. Students completing this program can transfer to bachelor's programs concentrating in land resources, nature studies, resource and policy management, or urban service. For more information, please visit hfcc.edu. That's hfcc.edu.
Web, our home, or in your car, listen to WHFR, Dearborn.
This is an official station of the MAEB. The Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters was formed in 1977 to support your local high school and college radio stations. These stations serve the community and create alternative programming. But most importantly, they discover and train the next generation of broadcasters. For more information on the MAEB and its affiliates, visit www.maeb.org.
Henry Ford Community College proudly presents the One Act Play Festival, June 17th through the 26th. On the program are The Faculty Meeting, a comedy by Ken Jones, Vivian, a drama by Percy Granger, The Actor's Nightmare, a comedy by Christopher Durang, Augustus Does His Bit, a comedy by George Bernard Shaw, and Mountain Language, a drama by Harold Pinter. These student and faculty-directed performances will take place weekends in the Adre Auditorium of the HFCC Mackenzie Fine Arts Building on HFCC's main campus, 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and 2 p.m. on Sundays, the weekends of June 17th through the 19th and June 24th through the 26th. Seating is limited. For tickets or more information, contact HFCC Technical Director Jerry Jablinski at 313-845-9892. That's 313-845-9892.
If you are passionate about saving our planet, you should check out HFCC. The Associate's Degree in Environmental Studies at Henry Ford Community College helps prepare you for a meaningful lifetime career dealing with major environmental challenges facing society. The program emphasizes environmental problem solving at the local, regional, and international levels. Students completing this program can transfer to bachelor's programs concentrating in land resources, nature studies, resource and policy management, or urban service. For more information, please visit hfcc.edu. That's hfcc.edu.
Hi, this is Pat Frisco from the Spirits Rejoice radio program with another thought to consider. The creative artist has always worked outside the box. The truly creative artist has a unique perspective, a unique voice. Their works of art go beyond what a painting is supposed to look like, or a jazz or classical piece is supposed to sound like. As a result, these artists are often overlooked, underpaid, or totally neglected. Just look across the radio dial. But these artists always have a home at WHFR. You can tune into Spirits Rejoice Tuesdays from 6 to 10 p.m. or many of our other fine radio programs here at 89.3 WHFR Dearborn.
Hello, I am the Diva. Welcome to WHFR.FM. I would like to invite you to my new show, Lyrical Infusion, on Tuesday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. Lyrical Infusion is an eclectic mix of jazz, blues, world, and indie, blended gracefully, just for your afternoon consumption. I will serve up music that stimulates your mind, stirs your spirit, and invokes your soul. So join me, the Diva, Tuesday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. on 89.3 FM on your radio dial or www.whfr.fm. Streaming live, online, 24/7. Lyrical Infusion on WHFR. We're making waves. It is now 2:01, WHFR Dearborn, and you're here on Lyrical Infusion with the Diva. Welcome to WHFR. And you're here with me, the Diva, on Lyrical Infusion. And I'm here to stimulate your mind. And I'm going to start out with the blues. The Blues Masters featuring Big Al Carson on WHFR. We're making waves.
One for the old school players. From us to you.